This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good fellas. That's this weekend from American Legion Post 3. Joined now by Rich Cochran. Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon, Bill. How are you?
I was afraid you might have fallen asleep. You called a little early. You've been sitting there on hold for a while. Are you working today?
I am.
Yep. Rich is getting ready to retire, though. When do you retire?
Second of January.
So, in the military, we would call him short. He's short timer. He's a short timer. But I'm going to presume that you'll never get short on Goodfellas. Now, Goodfellas is coming up. You're going to do the packing Friday. Now, what's that going to look like when you're doing that? That sounds really just sort of, you're packing it Friday. That doesn't sound like very much work, does it?
Well, I mean, we have an assembly line that we've set up, and as you witnessed, and we'll pack. And we average somewhere around 45 to 48 minutes. We'll pack 725 boxes of food.
Yeah. Yeah. Very fast. Very efficient. Maybe you guys should maybe go to the federal government. take that crew up to the federal government and let them show them how it's done. Now, when you're packing this, you have canned goods. And dry goods.
We have canned goods, dry goods, beans, flour, grits, things to the box itself is about 55 pounds of food.
Right.
And it is to sustain, it is to feed a family, average family of four, for multiple meals. Friday night when we pack all the dry goods in the boxes, we'll pack them, stage them, and to get them ready to hand out on Saturday morning. And when we go to hand them out on Saturday morning, we'll have our rollers turned out to go out the door from where we have the boxes staged. And as they get up to the door, we'll have pallets there, and we'll have a pallet. They'll put a 5-pound bag of apples, 5-pound bag of potatoes, and we'll also have a refrigerated truck there. And the last thing they'll put in before we roll those boxes out to load them in somebody's car is 2 frozen chickens.
Right.
So there's meat, there's vegetables, there's everything you need to be able to make multiple meals for your family, for the families that are in need in Greenville County.
Now, when we're talking about palletizing them, now, I used to palletize things, but, I mean, you can't stack these boxes on top of each other. So what is one layer of the boxes? How many boxes is that on a pallet?
I'm not sure how many they have on each pallet. I mean, because when we stage them, we have them staged out on the floor.
We
group them in about 100 box squares.
Yeah.
And then we can keep count as they're going out the door. It's easier to keep count as they go out the door.
But the operation itself, when you're giving them out, though, that's where the things start counting down. Now, I haven't seen it on the day you've given it out. So you have a trailer somewhere with the frozen chickens on them, or a truck with the frozen chickens?
Right. With the door that we hand them out of, there's a truck door, and he backs the trailer right up to that door right beside where we're handing them out.
Right.
And so they just bring out a box at a time out of that refrigerated truck and put them on the boxes as we're rolling them out the door.
Okay. Now, the thing about this, though, and I mean, I'm going to do it because I've decided to sponsor a couple of boxes. And now for this particular Goodfellas, that's already covered now. Anything I might do between now and when you do this, is that going towards next year?
It depends. I don't know. I haven't looked at the final numbers to know if what we got from everybody buying their $5 coupons, which to all those people who bought their $5 coupons to help Goodfellas at your local Ingles stores for the month of October, thank you. I know that has been a big help. But we usually have a little bit of money left over each year to start the next year.
Right.
And it is in a separate account, so it never gets touched. Literally every dime that you donate to Goodfellas stays in Goodfellas. If it's not buying food, it's buying the boxes, or it's buying the tape to seal those boxes. But every dime, it is absolutely 100%. It's what you give goes to feeding people in need in Greenville County.
Now, see, originally I was going to just pass Big Rich a check because I was going to see him today at Upstate Water Solutions till the remote had to be canceled. But you guys have even if you can't make it to to Main Street right now where the post is, or later on, you have a way you can send a Venmo to Post 3, can't you?
Well, you can do it through PayPal. We're having a little issue with the Venmo right now, but you can go to the American Legion Post 3,
yeah,
to our website, and you can through PayPal. Yes, you can donate. All you need to do is when you do it, just put on there, just make sure that you mark it for Goodfellas.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'll be doing that shortly. Mm-hmm. I just really expected to be able to do it the old-fashioned way today, but in any event, now.
Well,
You have partnered up with Ingles for this, right? Ingles is
yes, we have
partnered up with you. That's where the $5 coupons are coming from. Don't they call that the Icon program?
Right. They have the $5 icons. They haven't had them at the register for the whole month of October, and I have because I'm not the current commander. I haven't been as deep into how much we got everything, but I know that. Just know that every dollar that's donated, every $5 icon is appreciated. And it is all of it going to help feed needy. And it's not just veterans in Greenville County. Some of our coupons for the free box, for the boxes of food, go to our local VA office, and they give them out to veterans in the area that are in need. But then we also have one of the nonprofits here in Greenville County that they deal with people in need all year round, and so they know who is in need, and they get the vast majority of the coupons. In other words, it's not just for veterans. This is anybody, in the Greenville County area that's in need, and it's to help them out.
Well, now, for somebody that wanted to refer somebody to this, like if I'm out there and I'm like, I know these people, would that be the way I would go to try to get them involved in that, to refer them to those things you just mentioned?
The easiest one probably would be to reach out to the VA office or call our post, and we can put them in contact with the local charities. And you talk about what a big production it is, and part of that is on that Friday night when we're doing the packing, we have Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Trail Life, the Sheriff's Department, their Explorers Group is out there, and so you've got a lot of youth that help. But that right. but anybody that wants to can come in. Anybody that wants to can come in and volunteer. They don't have to. It doesn't have to be affiliated with any group. We have families that they've been coming. I know for 5 years.
Right. And give out location out. We're about to run out of time, but give out that location. Okay. Where we go to volunteer.
Okay. It's at the back of the Expo Center downtown Greenville. It's the intersection of Watson Aviation Road and Exposition Drive. You'll see a big warehouse door. It's door number 2, I believe.
With lots of things going on inside.
There will be. There'll be plenty of cars there. Yeah. We start packing the boxes Friday night at 6:00. So if you get to, try to get there 5:30 or so. If you want to help hand them out on Saturday, we start handing them out at 8:00. And we're usually done by 12. We'll have 700 boxes handed out in 4 hours.
There you go. All right. Good fellas. By the time you guys get up and finish breakfast, it'll all be done. And once again, American Legion Post 3 will have stepped up. Listen, thank you very much for taking the time to join me today and to put out the word on Goodfellas, and I'll be talking to you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We no longer have a Democratic Party now. They're all just Marxists. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. When we got Woodrow Wilson, which I don't know why I say we, because it was in 1912, the Democrat Party has been America's left-wing political party. Nevertheless, over the decades, it has maintained tenuous ties to the basic tenets of the nation's founding. And in the 1930s, then they decided to go with the whole cult of personality thing centered around FDR. And they began to wallow in party loyalty. And it was that loyalty that extended to Barack Obama, together with a psychotic obsession with Trump, that has led to them evolving into the Marxist Socialist Political Party, and the greatest internal threat to the nation as founded in our 250-year history. Now, up to that point, while they had been leftist, they had also been constitutional, sort of, up to that point. On the text line, I'm being asked to please ask Ingalls to carry Marita bread. I've asked, no reply. Maybe they will hear you. I hate to put it to you this way. The last bread company I worked for was Marita. And Marita was driven out of business by unions. So I don't actually know who has the Marita bread that they carry around on the truck. The bread business has changed. You still have, I think, Flowers, and I think a company called Bimbo carries everybody else's bread. And I don't know if Flowers got a hold of the Marita brand or not, but if there's any Marita bread out there, it's not going to be much. There's not going to be much of it, because that brand, unfortunately, got absorbed. Going back to the Marxists in 2020, they had cemented their grip in the party. In 2020, per the Heartland Institute, 266 avowed socialist candidates ran under the Democrat banner. For state legislative seats, 200, U.S. House seats, 60, U.S. Senate seats, 6. Virtually all ran in Democrat strongholds. 90% won their races. By comparison, only 86 Democrat candidates in 2018 running for state and congressional seats were avowed socialists. By the summer and fall of 2025, even legacy media was reporting that the socialist takeover of the Democrat Party is threatening to bring socialism into America's mainstream via the two-party system. Going back to the text line and being told that Flowers does carry it, but only the 2-pound loaf of bread. That was a legendary loaf of bread, let me tell you. By the summer and fall of 2025, it was very evident. And this was inevitable in 2008, because the party went on a blind date with someone they did not know, and made no effort to find out about and was responsible for Donald Trump seeking the presidency in 2016. In the ultimate display of, racism, Barack Obama played on his skin color and his ability to deliver a speech. He's good. And a manufactured image geared to appeal to celebrity-obsessed populaces and captured the hearts and minds of the Democrat Party movers and shakers. So much so that they stole the nomination from, the anointed one, Hillary. And it didn't matter to the establishment marinated in party loyalty who Obama was or what he'd said or done in his past. Winning the White House after 8 years of Republican occupation was the only objective. Now, the mainstream media, which is also Democrat, but I'm being redundant, they were predisposed to swallow this image portrayed by the Obama team because he exceeded their superficial image of an ideal presidential candidate. Everybody contributing money loved him, too. Boy, they loved him. They liked them some Barack Obama. He had the unique ability to obfuscate socialism and make it sound not only benign, but like it was saving the nation. So out of the loyalty to the party, they chose not to believe that Obama harbored extreme left-wing beliefs, and they went forward. Now, he effectively stated during the campaign that he intended to transform the nation into a socialist state via a Marxist takeover of the Democrat Party. But all of that and his past that were exposed during the campaign were waved away because he was just so cool. Party loyalty to the elected Democrat office holders, dependent on the largesse, if you will, of the hierarchy, it mattered none at all who was the party nominee. They were going to support whoever it was, and they liked that this guy was messianic, so more, at least the media told us that. Then, when he got into office, Barack Obama surfaced. The blind date turned out to be a disaster for the party and the country. Now, as all the spending had to be approved by Congress, a convenient scapegoat, Obama tacitly agreed with every spending request by his administration or any member of the party, no matter how outrageous and detrimental to the long-term future of the country. So in exchange for that, they raised no objections when the extra constitutional executive orders were issued and the far-out ideologues appointed to further radicalize the federal bureaucracy. And then, because he was so good at weaving this, he just stood, he stood above all of this. Stood above all of this. So, all of these realities is not lost on the American people. As of July 2025, 28% of Americans have a favorable opinion of the Democrat Party. But that doesn't seem the prevailing view of the party establishment. Especially the Republicans in the party, they don't see them as the threat that they are. And this is where the problem becomes. Brown University right now, we do not have a suspect. And that, by the way, is not, that is basically very unremarkable. I'll explain. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I was going to have this guest on at Upstate Warrior Solutions, but his service is so unique that I just sort of felt like I needed to do it anyway. So joining me now from Smash My Trash is Philip Shields. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's good to be on here.
Have you flown anything rotary wing since the last time I saw you?
Since the last time I saw you, probably not any rotary wing thing. The roof had room in the parking lot, but for me to put something down there. But yeah. just fixed wing since the last time we talked.
Philip was a what did you flew Apaches in the middle?
I did.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Now compared to the were you already rated for a helicopter when you got into the military, or did they teach you?
I wasn't. I was rated for small airplanes, but not for helicopters.
Mm-hmm. When you go and you're being trained to drive an Apache, can you fly any of the rest of them? Are they about the same? Because the Apache seems like a really reactive aircraft too. Is it fly by wire?
It is. It is, and it's like a sports car for helicopters. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've flown Chinooks as well, and 58s, and like the new helicopter size thing is what they taught us in.
Right.
Not near as sporty.
Well, before and last question: what do you think about the V-22?
So I haven't got to fly one. Except for in Sam, but I've got to work with a good many of them. They're fast and very capable. on occasion, kind of scary with the, you know, helicopters ought to rotate and airplanes glide. V-22s, they do something, but I'm not totally sure if you lose power. So, but I've seen them move a lot of folks pretty quick and not my favorite. I think I'd stick with the helicopter, but they're very capable.
Yeah, I know that's sort of a science fiction sort of aircraft and everything.
It is.
When you were when you mentioned the hovering and the turning in a hover, I was thinking, how do you do that without a tail boom?
Yep. Counter rotating propellers, I guess, for those. But for the Chinooks, it was, yeah, the rotor system rotates opposite. And so they pitched opposite of each other and you spin.
Right.
Kind of on the center hook. Yep.
Well, anyway, let's talk about Smash My Trash. Truly a unique service. Do, the way you guys execute it, this is all based upon a route that they're running, and you go to various places during the day and everything. When you go to a business that wants you to compact their volume of garbage that they have on site, normally, how many times were they having to have something picked up by waste management or the garbage, whoever the garbage company was, to empty it and bring it back and that kind of stuff? How often was that happening before Smash My Trash got there?
Normally, about three times goes down to one time. So if a lot of them are hauling, you know, one time a week, and they go down to one time a month. Some are hauling like three times a week, and they go down to once a week with our service.
The time I've seen it, now that was that referred to as a skid that that you guys compacted that day? Was that a skid?
Yeah, there were skids in there. Mm-hmm. Yep, the 48 by 40 pallets and other components in there. Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember, is that supposed to be a 6-ton steamroller or 6,000-pound steamroller? I've been saying 6,000-pound.
Yeah, 6,000 pounds. So it's 6,000 pounds of that drum and the weight that goes down. And so that it would crush most things.
Yeah, I would think it would. Yeah. And it made very short work. Your guy wasn't there on site altogether from the time, I guess, that he backed up to the time that he was out in the cab and dropping into the big container and then pulling away. That seemed like 10 minutes.
That's about right.
Yeah.
So 10 to 15 minutes is about what it takes per dumpster. Sometimes it depends on what it is. If it's a cardboard and things like that, it can be quicker, but you'll get a lot of compaction in that amount of time.
How many do any retail operations call you up to come in there and grind their stuff up?
Yeah, occasionally. And so we'll occasionally go for a lot of different the warehouse type stores and different places that have they have a 20, 30, 40 yard roll off container.
Right.
They'll call us in, especially for clean outs or during the peak season. We're about to come up on, or we're in the holiday seasons here with Christmas coming soon. And from Thanksgiving through past New Year's, when you have the exchanges and the purchases, a lot of the boxes, they just fill up space.
Yep.
And they'll
yep.
call us out for those.
Yep. How much, I'm just curious, with a regular standard dumpster, after you reduce the volume three times, it's still weighing as much as three loads, though, right?
That's correct. You still get the same load. And a lot of people don't know that they're charged for tonnage. They're generally a minimum tonnage charge when they get the contract for the dumpster, and they rarely meet it. But after our services, they'll at least meet that minimum tonnage most times.
Meaning they get their money's worth.
They get their money's worth.
How bad do the garbage companies hate you?
They used to be pretty bad. They don't love us. We cut back on the route. However, they still make their money with tonnage, and we kind of help decrease their volume of the route, which actually helps the environment and makes it less trips to a landfill for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like it would make the landfill a little easier to maintain, too, if everything's smaller and ground up.
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, they compact it at the landfill on site anyway. They'll roll stuff
right
there, but we take away part of that work and that timing that it requires on site.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you own a business and you want Philip and his guys to come out there and give you a demo, you can go to smashmytrash.com for that demo. And I can tell you right now, it is the most aggressive, efficient set up for dealing with garbage you've ever seen in your life. And I mean, that the one that I saw that your guy did, that thing was full and coming out the top.
Yep.
And when he got done, there was a little hump in the middle and everything else was really, you know, barely dust in the floor. So that reduction of volume, I can see where they meet their tonnage now.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes haulers won't haul over field dumpsters, and we can take care of that as well. So we make sure that if you're like, I wasn't planning on doing too much, but we're over the top, they loaded until it was way over the top, we can come in and help out with that. And the demo is free. So the first the first demo is free. We'd love to come out and do a demo.
Philip Shields, Smash My Trash, one of the most unique companies I've ever seen, and probably one of the most entertaining to watch when they're doing the job. I appreciate you taking the time to join me today, and if I don't talk to you again, Merry Christmas to you and the group.
Thank you, Bill. Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir. Now we'll go to that whole lack of a suspect being unremarkable. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Eric. Yes, sir.
This past Sunday, Trump said he has truckloads of info that the 2020 election was stolen. Do you think that'll be the first thing and only thing that he presents tonight?
I don't know. I think he lied to my producer about why you wanted to get on the air again.
Seems pretty important. Seems pretty important if you had all that info, that's what he would be discussing tonight.
Well, we must have a bad connection. I'm talking to you. You're not even hearing me. Let's try again later. Okay, there you go. Oh, gosh. Coming out of power line, we had John Hinder. I know he did. That told me all I needed to know. What, and see, yeah, okay. Anyway, we dealt with him, though. That's fine. He's dealt with. Bye-bye. That was the shortest video. That was, I think, he likes to go by Seminar Caller. He has a fine little YouTube channel that with nothing but stolen media. And he'll put this one up saying, I showed Bill Frady what was what. Yeah. Anyway. John Hinderaker was out there opining on the release of one Benjamin Erickson, the widely reported person of interest in the Brown University attack. And we get Erickson reportedly drove from Wisconsin to Providence and was arrested in Hampton Inn, 20 miles from Providence, with a couple of firearms in his hotel room. And reportedly, he was tracked using cell phone data. How much of that was true was unknown at this point. Now, if they're using cell phone data, then wouldn't they know where he was before he went to the Hampton Inn? Wouldn't they know where he was last week? But as Hinderaker observes, we know little beyond what that little we may or may not actually know from media reports. And he says, it seems remarkable that someone could enter a building on a college campus, fire 40 or more rounds as reported, kill and injure multiple people, and simply walk away without being apprehended or challenged. It is not that remarkable, though. The lecture hall where the attack took place is apparently stereotypical, with raised seating descending from the sole entry exit doors at the back top of the lecturer's area. Students' backs are to the doors, and only the lecturer would be able to see anyone entering the hall. So, reportedly, the killer entered the doors, began shooting, concealed his handgun, and walked calmly out of the walked out again. Now, as Hinderaker notes, some 40 rounds were apparently fired. This would likely require two magazine changes, which would have taken, for the uninitiated, about 4 seconds. And firing that many rounds would have taken no more than 5 minutes, and probably less. If he had been limited to 10-round magazines, that's 3 magazine changes, adding no more than 4 seconds to the total time. And gunshots don't sound like they do in the movies. Depending on the location of the lecture hall, it's entirely possible no one outside the lecture hall heard the gunshots. Or if they couldn't be sure where they were from where they were coming. And if that's the case, or even if it isn't, unless someone was in a position to hear the shots, see the killer leaving the hall and make that connection, there would be no reason for anyone else to connect someone calmly walking on the campus while wearing cold weather clothing with an attack about which they had no knowledge. Now, Brown is reported to have some 800 security cameras, which they have published the schematic of their layout for everybody to see. And, while everybody's going, how could he not have been recorded? Well, there you go. He knew where the cameras were. So unless those cameras are continuously monitored by people that are strapped, and I mean a pipe-hitting bunch of guys that know how to watch video and know how to immediately direct armed responders to dangerous situations, they're basically security theater. Yeah, you do get to watch. You get to see, look, there he goes. He's going in there. He's shooting now. Look, he's walking away. Look, we lost him. That's all you get to see. 800 cameras. According to Brown, there's 231 separate buildings of around 7,200,000 gross square feet, covering some 143 acres. If a building is a single story and square or rectangular but not too large, 4 cameras can imperfectly cover its exterior, but there will be blind spots. Irregularly shaped buildings or multi-story buildings require more. And 4 times 231 is 924 cameras, and far more than that would be required merely to imperfectly cover the exteriors of those buildings. So having cameras means that you see them darting to and fro, and you don't really get to see very much about them. For some, it's almost like the surveillance cameras were put together by the same people that sell cameras that go looking for Bigfoot, because they always get a blurry vision, blurry image, you know? You probably have a better chance of being surveilled walking around in a gap than you do, anywhere else outside, because outside is covering a whole lot of space. Maybe the FBI will eventually identify a suspect, but reality is horrible. Nobody likes reality. Nobody ever likes reality. But that's the way it is. Coming up next, talk a little more about reality is Greenville County Sheriff Hobart Lewis. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.